Tyler's got some great examples about some more examples about how we can be induced to give our privacy away.
We've been talking a lot about how there's all this information that we are knowingly providing to websites in order to gain a useful service. Those are the digital footprints, and then we have digital fingerprints where we're interacting on the web or just in society, and that there's this trail of information which we reveal unknowingly. What I'm going to talk to you about now is another way of revealing information unknowingly, and because all of this information that we have about ourselves is often quite valuable. For just to start it off, you have an example. How many of you have seen emails like this, which pretend to be from your bank, except you don't actually even have an account at that bank? It says you need to log in because your online banking is blocked, or an information like this. This is a phishing email. Has everyone here seen a phishing email before? Yes? Okay. So this is for Bank of America. It says, you know, we recently reviewed your account, suspect that you may have been accessed by an unauthorized third party. Protecting the security of your account is of primary concern. Therefore, as a preventative measure, we have temporarily limited access to sensitive account features. This is sort of an age-old play on people's emotions. You receive some email saying, "Oh no, I can no longer use my account. This is terrible. How can I fix this?" And so it gives you a nice, easy way to fix it right away. It has a link you can click on to go log into your account. And when you do, it takes you to a website that looks like this. This is a screenshot of a website that may actually still be alive right now. It looks like Bank of America, and it has asked for all sorts of information to prove your identity. Asked for everything: your online ID, your ATM or check card PIN, passcode, credit card information, social security number if you're still going down. If you're a savvy user, you're probably going to think, "Man, why would my bank ever ask me for all of this in one go?" But the idea here is this is predicated on you wanting to restore your account access. You've probably never seen an email like this before, so you're conditioned to provide this information to your bank whenever it's asked.
Tyler, yep. Would you just back up to the previous screen for a sec?
Yeah.
Okay, so that looks like a Bank of America URL.
Yes.
Okay.
So what we have here is it says https://bankofamerica.com sign on screen, and then you visit the site, and if you look closely in the top, you'll see that's not what it says up here at all. It says http://loveriser.com/ray. That didn't seem right. But it says www.bankofamerica.com. Secure only. Oh yeah, so that's what this says right here. So bankofamerica.com. It must be okay because it's right there. Right. Well, if you don't know how to correctly parse these links, then you might fall for this.
Maybe just the technical point to note, if you go back to the previous screen.
Yeah.
The fact that that's a live link there, that HTTPS with that text on it, does not imply that that's the actual URL that you will go to when you click on that link.
It could have said, "Click here to go to my bogus URL."
You can make that text. This is a little HTML programming. Maybe we'll do a little bit of sometime. But
there's no reason in the world to think that just because it says bankofamerica.com that when you click on that link that you're going to go to bankofamerica.com.
And this isn't on the screen here, but the email headers are saying where this is from can also quite easily be faked. I'll show you in another example how that works. This kind of activity is going on, and I'm sure you're all, everyone's not, seems to be nodding their head in approval that, yes, we've seen this kind of thing before, dealing with our banks. But it doesn't only have to deal with, it doesn't only deal with our banks. It can, miscreants can ask for all kinds of information for all kinds of sites. Another favorite target of these attackers is to impersonate eBay. eBay is not a bank, but it is used for valuable transactions. And so here's another example of an email you might receive. You've got some question from Chuck Aiden. Hello, I sent the payment to your PayPal account. When should I expect this cell phone? You receive this, your first inclination might be, wait a minute, I never sold any cell phone. What's going on here? And you can, oh, you can respond now. So you click on this button, this here, and it will take you to an eBay sign-on page. Everything looks legit here, except the URL does not. It's mothboat.com, which is not another name for eBay. The people who come up with these emails, they pay very close attention to how they're normally designed. And they even tell you nice little details, like, look on the top there, your registered name is included to show this message originated from eBay. Click to learn more, right? Because you see this. These emails try to assure you of their legitimacy. But they're lying. Your registered name is not anywhere on there at all. But it told you that it was, so you feel better. It doesn't have to work for everyone. This is kind of a side point to it, but because you have this, I guess, actually fits into this whole digital explosion, and that you have bits have become so cheap that they can send out these emails to literally hundreds of millions of people, advertising tens of thousands of these websites on a daily basis. And the success rate of actually fooling someone who can't actually process this web page correctly and recognize it as a fake, that you only have to succeed a very, very small frequency of the time. So we have eBay. Here's one you might not have seen before. We have an email from the IRS. Good news! After the last annual calculations of your fiscal activity, you're eligible for a refund of $109.23. That's great. Man, I thought I already got my refund this year. Oh, but I can get it all online right here. Just click here, and there you have it. It'll take you to a website. Looks like the IRS, where you provide your credit card number so they can give you a credit to your account. And this shows the email header here. This is from at irs.gov. This is also completely faked. You can say. But if you want to send someone an email, you don't have to send, it doesn't have to actually come from the person that says it comes from. You can just specify that, no problem. Has anyone, who has seen this kind of scam before? Okay. So, a handful of you. The first time, this came out for the first time, I think a little less than a year ago, and people are falling for it left and right. I think in some of the research that I do, I look at some data on the rates of actually visiting these sites, and the rates of visiting these fake IRS websites is much, much higher than it is for the banks. One final example. So we've moved on from banks to eBay to the government. Now even Facebook is being impersonated on a regular basis. This looks like the Facebook login, and it turns out that actually it's not. It's facebook.com, so it looks right, but then the URL continues on with this .fb85.tk. So it's a Turkish domain, fb85.tk. But easy to be fooled here. And so you might kind of wonder why people would want to access your Facebook account. It's not necessarily tied to any money. Well, there's a there's a couple ways that this could be done. One is you will sometimes receive an email, this time saying that someone has written on your wall, and click here to log in and see what someone's written on your wall. And then it takes you to here, and then it gets you this way. And then once they have your Facebook credentials, they can then log you in and actually start writing on all of your friends' walls, advertising all sorts of things. For those of you who use Facebook, you might occasionally see that someone has written on your wall advertising, you know, Viagra or some other kind of thing. So this is increasingly being used, and although it may not actually have affect revenue directly, it can be used in other ways. For instance, it might provide you a link to a website where you could download some software that would infect your computer. And this can then, in turn, be sold for money. So the key take-home here is we're being conditioned to provide information to authenticate ourselves to all manners of websites. And in so doing, we're always going to be having people coming along trying to impersonate these legitimate sites to steal our information, because our bits are what is valuable.